Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. From a very seasoned, popular kind of musician, you may not know him, but you have for sure heard him play in one incarnation or another. That was Grammy Award-winning and Academy Award-nominated pianist and composer Roger Kellaway with the tune Prudence off his 2018 CD, New Standards, Volume 3. This prolific musician has recorded more than 250 albums plus, and literally worked with everyone from Ellington to Elvis, Joni Mitchell, to Barbara Streisand, and Quincy Jones to Yo-Yo Ma. Over all of these years, he has been writing in the music fields of jazz, pop, classical, and also scoring for films and television. He fell in love with the piano at the age of 7 and began studying. By the time he was 12, he was already listening equally to jazz and classical music and decided that he wanted to spend his life in music, and that was a wise decision. He would go on to the New England Conservatory of Music, where he studied piano, double bass, and composition. After 2 years at the conservatory, he left to go on the road playing bass. In 1960, he settled in New York City and began freelancing on piano. By the age of 22, he was one of the busiest and most highly respected pianists in New York, playing record dates, jazz clubs, and with singers such as Lena Horne. His favorite recordings during that period were with Sonny Rollins, Wes Montgomery, Oliver Nelson, Ben Webster, Clark Terry, and Bob Brookmeyer. And we thankfully and luckily caught up with him as the COVID-19 shutdown was really roaring from Los Angeles, and he had some good words about why he loves jazz.
First of all, it gives me an opportunity to improvise. I'm very fond of swing, and I'm very fond of playing in, I don't get to do it much, but play in odd times, which is something I picked up from the Don Ellis Band.
His life is on an ambiguous long hiatus like the rest of the world of music for live action, but he is doing plenty behind the scenes, and his life is always an adventure, and Roger is one wonderful cat. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town pulsing with creativity, making a new and innovative fresh sounds with the likes of The Freedom Affair and We the People, right here in this 2020 Kansas City, Missouri, full of innovation, action, and sound. The first real step for Roger was quite magnanimous, and it was a live show. From the pianist George Shearing with the tune It's Easy to Remember, listen to Roger talk about this formative moment in his life as we get into the tune.
Around age 12, well, at age 12, I knew that music was going to be my life. I had also discovered George Shearing's music. In fact, the tune was I'll Remember April. So from about 12 to 14, that became my hot tune, because it came out in sheet music, so that's what I would play whenever I did it. This is Roger Kellaway, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Thank you.
This is Scott Coley with the tune Everything I Love off the 2020 CD Angular Blues. He is one of the leading bassists in the field of improvised music, and saxophonist Joshua Redman has praised him for being one of the most musical bassists playing today. He is a three-time Grammy nominee and has performed on over 200 recordings. We caught up with him here at the show and asked him about the key to longevity, and this is what he had to say.
There's an element that I've always been aware of, that to not get too stuck on preconceptions about what to study and what to focus on. I'll always have a direction and ways that I study and areas that I'll go into musically. But maybe the longevity part is just trying to get used to the change is always going to happen.
Let's scoot back in time here a little bit on this next track. From legendary singer and pianist Dinah Washington, we go next. This is the Jitterbug Waltz as the dance continues.
You find a combination of a lovely waltz that's played in syncopation, and you have the Jitterbug Waltz. The rhythm has a boogie beat that makes you wanna do the jitterbug waltz. And when you're waltzing in three-quarter time, you swing and sway. You'll find you're doing something new the old-fashioned way. The rhythm of the dance is sure to bring romance, so why not take a chance and learn the jitterbug waltz today?
thank you, Joe, for having me on Neon Jazz. My name is Pete McGinnis. I'm a New York City jazz musician. I'm a jazz vocalist, a big band composer, arranger, and band leader. Currently an associate professor of jazz studies at William Patterson University in Wayne, New Jersey. Thrilled to be here.
Of your mind, just think, if winter comes, can spring be far behind? Beneath the deepest snows, the secret of a rose is that it merely knows you must believe in spring. Just as that tree is sure, its leaves will reappear. It knows its emptiness is just a time of year. The frozen mountain dreams of April's melting streams, how crystal clear it seems, you must believe in spring. You must believe in love and trust that it's on its way. Just as that sleeping rose awaits the kiss of May. So in a world of snow, of things that come and go, where what you think you know, you can't be certain of. Must believe in spring and love. Da da da. Must believe in love and trust that it's on its way. Just as that sleeping rose awaits the kiss of May. So in a world of snow, of things that come and go, where what you think you know, you can't be certain of. You must believe in spring and
love. A veteran musician originally from West Hartford, Connecticut, but has been an active New York City-based jazz musician since 1987. Pete McGinnis, joined by his jazz orchestra with the tune You Must Believe in Spring off the 2020 CD Along for the Ride. He is a Grammy-nominated composer, arranger, award-winning jazz vocalist, and longtime jazz educator that is well known for his chops on the trombone. So his first live show that he ever caught was Mammoth. It was a master, Slide Hampton, with a rendition of Round Midnight off the 1979 CD World of Trombones, and Pete talks about this magnanimous experience.
When I was 13 in Hartford, Connecticut, they have a Monday night outdoor summer jazz series. And Slide Hampton's World of Trombones was there in 1970, summer of 77. It included all the top New York jazz trombonists, like 10 or 13 of them or whatever, and all of Slide Hampton's arranging. And Slide Hampton, for crying out loud, one of the great jazz trombones. And I'm sitting there as a 13-year-old right in front of this group of 10 or 12 of the absolute finest jazz trombone players in America with one of the best arrangers in history, and he played a lot of solos. And I was just like, well, clearly I'm doing this, man. Clearly. Thank you.
This is Daniel DiLorenzo, guitarist from Raleigh, North Carolina. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the talented jazz guitarist Daniel DiLorenzo with the tune Fine off his latest 2020 CD, How Thoughtful. He got a background firmly rooted in recording, songwriting, and production. He has written and recorded music with artists and songwriters both locally and nationally. We caught up with him here at the show recently, and we talked to him about why jazz is so fresh.
Every day I wake up and it's like starting fresh on the instrument. So I don't think I'll ever be bored. I don't think I'll ever be unchallenged. Like a really healthy thing as far as always having something to strive for in your life.
On October 21st, 2020, we lost another jazz musician in this year of incredible loss. She was 107. It was Viola Smith, a swing-era musician who was promoted in the 1930s as the fastest girl drummer in the world and who championed greater inclusion of women and then almost completely male preserve of big bands. Here she is in the band with Francis Carroll. This is the tune Snake Charmer, circa 1939. Dig
you to meet our very charming little drummer, Viola Smith.
My name's Nikki Perrott. I'm a bass player and a vocalist. I live in Connecticut. I'm from Australia. And you are listening to Neon Jazz from Kansas City.
April in Paris. Chestnuts leaves in blossom, holiday tables under the trees, April in Paris, this is a feeling no one can ever. Charm of spring, never met it face to face. I never knew my heart could sing, never missed a warm embrace till April in Paris. Whom can I run to? What have you done to my heart?
That was the Newcastle, Australia native multi-instrumentalist Nikki Parrott with her take on April in Paris off the 2019 CD of hers. She started her music training at 4 on the piano, followed by the flute, and then to double bass by the age of 15. There have been many routes that she has taken on her jazz path, and in June 2000, she began performing on Monday nights at the Iridium Jazz Club with the legendary guitarist and inventor Les Paul. And we talked to her here at Neon Jazz in the summer of 2020, and she opened up about the stage.
What I like best is pretty much what we're not able to do right now, which is be on stage. I mean, honestly, I feel like the travel, the being, you know, being away from your family and being out there and the flight delays and all that, I feel like that's what we get paid for. On stage, for me is where the thrill is.
From a gem in the Kansas City area and a singer who is endeared and loved greatly around the region and in this country of ours, this is vocalist Molly Hammer with a brand new 2020 album called I'm Feeling Mellow. You should go out and get this one. This is the tune You and the Night and Music, and I have to include one of the most profound quotes I have ever gotten from any musician, and this came from Molly right now. She needs all the love that she can get, and she's getting it here from Neon Jazz.
It kind of gives you this, like, well, if I don't do it now, I may never do it attitude. You don't sweat the small stuff anymore. I mean, everybody says that, and it sounds so cliche, but it's very, very true. You just learn not to take things for granted, and you learn to just go ahead and do. And I will say, I think the biggest way that cancer changed me as far as my career goes is that I started saying yes to so many things. I said yes to things that seemed maybe they like they wouldn't be fruitful or they were kind of weird gigs, but all those yeses led me in different little paths. I met people.
Molly Hammer, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Do you believe what the Bible told you? Do you believe every word is true? Do you believe if you're a sinner, God's gonna forgive you? Do you believe that the holy rollers will be the first one to be saved? Do you believe God will hold you in his hand on judgment day? Do you believe? Do you believe? All sinners, then do you believe we should all confess? If you believe there was Jesus, do you believe we'd be in such distress? Do you believe that God is listening? Do you believe he's the rock and shield? Do you believe in what he's preaching? Do you believe that we can all be? Do you believe? Do you believe? Yeah. Do you believe?
I lost my hope, I lost my faith, I lost my way. Lord, help me to believe.
That was talented vocalist Robin McKell with the 2018 song Do You Believe, and we actually caught up with her in the early summer from Paris, and she had some thoughts on the post-COVID-19 world. Have a listen.
There's a lot of things. I mean, from an audience standpoint, I would say to be present in the moment and maybe, like, you know, resist the urge to extremely, like, video the whole show. Just, like, be in the moment. Like, share that moment that you are presently in with other people and live in the moment. If anything, maybe this can make us more of an accepting and a loving society and have more gratitude.
And finally, we end where we began with the great Roger Kellaway. This is the iconic tune, Remembering You, the closing theme to All in the Family with Archie Bunker leading the march. Thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a virtual and real cool cat, a guy that I miss, and we're going to have to do some shows here soon. The Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher. Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on, what you dig. We're always here, neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, support the arts. Thanks for voting, and enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Opportunity to reflect on your life as a human being and reflect on your life spiritually. And that time, it'll be a new kind of place, and you'll bring that to your music.
Neon Jazz.